Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Cece. You know, we at Hope Radio promise to do this thing together. So we will find a way to greater prosperity, greater health, greater purpose, and greater hope. Join us. Hope Radio with Cece on Freedomizer Radio.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did, as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Please check out our sponsor, Save Around. Save Around coupon books have been with us for several years, and they help you save money when going out to eat, renting a car, buying flowers, and all kinds of other good stuff. The good thing is you can view the coupon books before you buy. Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.com, and click on the Save Around book that you'll see right next to our chat room. Like I said, you could preview it before you purchase, and hopefully you'll save yourself some money and help us as well. Please check it out.
Hello Freedomizers, I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show here on Freedomizer Radio. We want you to feel empowered about driving a car, going into a store, or eating in public without shoes on. The average person thinks laws exist, and we will show you how there are none. So, kick back, listen to the show, and if you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6208 and press 1 to talk on the air. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Show. We are back again. Hey, Dave, are you there?
Yeah, as long as you let me, I'm on.
Awesome. How are you doing?
Doing okay. Just trying to clean up the switchboard since there's that clip that keeps going on everybody's show. So I have to tell Dahl that her audio clip is on everything. So I'm here.
Ah. Okay, awesome. How was your day and week? Oh, you're busy. Maybe I can tell.
I got a 30-day Facebook jail for sharing a Yo Mama joke.
Oh, what was the joke?
There was a meme, and it said, Yo Mama is just like a bicycle tire, always flat. And that got me 30 days.
Oh, my God. Yes, I heard that.
Out of all the dumb stuff.
Yes. Out of all the?
Out of all the dumb stuff on Facebook to go to jail for, that's what I get in trouble for.
Uh-huh. Yes. For me, I was put in jail for three days for a couple of times. Because I don't know, I they just don't like me posting on a lot of groups, probably, something like that. And if you have a second account and it's on the same name, they will figure it out and ban it also. So it's not that
right,
easy
to
make
a second
account.
What you have to do is you have to get a friend to create an account for you, and then it'll work. Because I tried to create a second account. And it automatically gave me a community standard strike and told me that I'm banned from using it. So I have to get someone else to help me open a new account.
Yes. Exactly.
That's sad. You have to get someone else to make an account for you so you could have a backup.
Yeah. And this is the same platform that is banning so many, like not banning, censoring all the good information, you know. So like, we need to have alternative platforms for sure.
Well, Barefoot is Legal is also on MeWe, and I don't like Twitter, but we have one on there. It's we have a few thousand people on the Twitter.
Yes. No, other platforms like have to grow, you know. Not just Barefoot is Legal, but like other platforms instead have to grow. Like I think you mentioned Parler, right? It's just another alternate Facebook platform.
No, so I'm not really much of a Parler fan myself. But we do have a guest today, Rachel McCarthy, one of our Barefoot is Legal management members, are going to join in as. For anybody else out there in Radio Land, if you want to be a part of the show today, the number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to take your call.
All right. I think Rachel is already here.
Yes, but she didn't press 1, so she might not be ready. I don't know. Rachel, are you ready?
I mean, I pressed 1 and 4. I don't know if you can hear me.
just the one button, because the other one takes you away. So, all right, well, welcome in, Rachel. It's nice to have you here.
Oh, so I just, by pushing 4, I accidentally took it away, and then I had to press 1 again. Okay, now I get it.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, you haven't met Kartika, the new host, yet, so I figured it would be a good time for both of you to meet, and I'll be here also. But I want Kartika to get some experience here, so I'll let you two talk for a minute.
Awesome. How are you doing, Rachel? How was your day?
Very good. It's hot where I am. But,
okay, great. Here where I am, the weather's pretty good, but I kind of got into a trouble today. I'm traveling, and then my house owner asked me to move out. I just sent a message to Dave also on Messenger. But anyway, so how is it going? Where are you? Where are you based out of? Where are you calling from?
I'm in South Carolina.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how are things with respect to barefooting and bear masking? Bear facing. How are things going on over there?
For the most part, it's pretty easy for me. I don't get too much drama. I go most places, and I don't get any trouble. But it does come. Sometimes there are a few, like, to fight and argue with me. All the most random places, too. Like Murphy's gas station. There was one employee there a couple days ago who wanted to call the police on me.
I can't hear you clearly. What did you say? He called the police?
No.
Kind of hard to hear you guys, too. There's a lot of background noise, I'll be honest.
I think the background noise
I have a fan that's on in my background, and that's not negotiable, unfortunately, in this office.
Yes. I'm not sure if it's your side being though, because sometimes it's not there.
So anyway, Rachel was talking about getting kicked out of Murphy's gas station, and I would like to hear more.
I walked into gas and slushies. I got a lot of kids, and so I got 8 slushies. And while waiting in line, there were 2 people in front of me. The cashier was nice, but a woman walked behind her, who I can only assume is her manager. She carried that kind of pompous authority to her and yelled down the line that I needed to have shoes on next time. And before I could pipe up, my husband did. He said, I'm sorry. I didn't see a policy. You don't have a policy. And she says, yes, we do. And he says, no, ma'am, you don't. But if you want to look, go ahead. Because she was already on the computer. And she got really rude really quick. We paid for our gas, got our slushies, and then I went back inside to get some straws and asked on that policy. And she said, she's looking, but she can't find it. She's looking. And that we want to cause a big stink about it, and she can call the cops. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. We can call the cops. I don't have a problem. You do. I'm okay. And she told me it was her sick day, and she didn't care, and I know, she just kept going on. So if you can't find the policy, then you have none. I'm not doing anything wrong. It's not illegal. It's not against any health.
See, I'm one of those people. I never ask people to go look up stuff like that. I go in with the health department letter, and I tell them that I have no problem calling corporate and telling and making a complaint. It's not a problem.
We ended up corporate. I did that day, which the customer service representative I talked to laughed and said she didn't know that people were upset about that. And that was probably a personal preference. But she can't find anything. She also barefoot is legal at the time because, you know, I was telling her that I'm an advocate and I'm part of a organization. Well, really, you just got a cut, baby girl. Okay. Mommy's on the phone, please. I'm sorry. And she ended up looking barefooted at legal up while we were on the phone. And she says, oh, yeah, there are no health codes. There are no laws. I said, I know. And she said I would get a call back in a couple days. It's been about a couple days, actually, though. I'm getting ready to call back and see if I can pursue this.
Yeah, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday might be good. Call in the afternoon because that's usually when it's best. It's not as busy.
And I'm also going to call. The other thing we do when I run into issues is I talk to the store manager about it.
Do you have your VIB package card?
No, I couldn't get it. No, I know I have to try again.
Because if you have your ID, that changes a lot of the conversation.
You can have a sip. I'll see if I can get it over the weekend. And that will help. I can get it digitally. I just don't have it physically.
You need another copy?
Yeah.
That's the one where you get a T-shirt and the window cling and some business cards, and then I take one of your photos and I turn it into an ID card for you.
There you go, buddy. Yeah.
So if you've had it before.
I never got one originally. I went into the VIP package and I seen it. I put my picture on the website and I can see the account and stuff, and I seen a little card. I never actually physically got the card. I don't know if I was supposed to do something. But I didn't do it.
Yeah, it's on the website for the VIB, the very important barefooter.
Yeah.
So once we can get that out to you, it's really good to know that you can, if somebody questions you, you could take out your ID and tell them that you're part of a nonprofit, and here's your ID, and then you turn the back over and there's a QR code and you could tell them to scan.
I tell them I'm part of an organization. I tell them I'm a management of an organization. And that usually stops them from arguing with me about laws and health codes because I'm like,
yeah, but now you got
physical
evidence.
Yeah, that might be good. I definitely have to try that.
It's not 100%, but it's very close. So you've been with us for how many years now?
2016.
All right, so you've been with us for 5 years. You've seen a lot of the growth, obviously.
Yeah.
How many members were there when you came in? Do you remember? Were we over like 5,000 then? Probably not.
I don't remember, to be frank. I don't.
No, that's okay, but you've seen us go through some growth spurts and so you've been there for a long time.
I've seen different management and growth, different numbers, yeah.
Oh, your audio's out.
Did I come back?
Yes, you came back.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I've seen different management come and go and the numbers grow.
Yeah, so how long have you been a manager with us, do you know?
Last summer? Not very long. I haven't been a manager very long, I don't think. I don't think it's been a year. I think it's under a year.
All right. Yeah, because I want to get everybody retrained, because if I go to Facebook jail, I'm just worried that literally our whole organization stops. And I don't want that.
Yeah, I reported to Facebook about the issue that I can't get on the page. I've accepted the invite. Maybe that will help. So I've tried refreshing it. I've tried different modes of getting on. And for whatever the reason, it says I've accepted. But for me, I cannot get on there and post.
Right.
I can do anything in the group. My moderator is there and all in the group, but not on the business page.
Yeah, if you'll notice, Rachel, I don't like to say admins and moderators because that just sounds like we're part of like a Pink Floyd fan club or something. Since we're an organization, I want to give you human titles like management, supervisors, directors,
like it.
Whatever.
It makes you sound more business.
Yeah, because if you go somewhere, I'm a moderator for a Facebook page. People aren't going to take you seriously.
I say I'm a management of a three nonprofit. Right, I typically say. And then I get both.
No, it's great, though, that when you can show your ID card and then they're like, oh, I didn't know that. Because
yeah.
If you're a member of an official nonprofit and you have an ID card and you have a QR code that you're showing them, they tend to believe that you're a subject matter expert. Whereas
yeah, it helps a lot being able to tell them.
Yeah, if you're just, because here's how a normal conversation went. Hey, you can't be in here. Well, why not? You don't have shoes on. Yes, I can. I can be here. No, you can't. Yes, I can. It's against the law. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Now get out. But you didn't show me it's the law. Show me it's not the law. Show me it is the law. Show me it's not the law, or I'm calling the cops. Well, I'll wait here and call the cops because there's no law. Yeah, why do you want to do that when you could just show them your ID card and tell them who you are and tell them you're going to go back to shopping?
Yeah, a lot of mine are a little different. I'll get stuff at Walmart because my one particular Walmart loves to fight with me. I'll go in there and they'll be like, you can't be in here. And I say, yes, I can. There's no law. There's no health code violations. There's nothing on that. There's no policies. And they go, yes, it is. It's on the door. I said, we can walk up to that front door if you want, but I'm telling you now it's not there. And then I just go. I keep walking. Now, if they want to keep following and keep talking to me, I did have one manager one time, and I ended up pulling up the letter from corporate. But it took me so long to get it because I had it on my phone. I couldn't get to it. They ended up just saying, okay, whatever. I walked away. That's typically how it goes. I go, it's not against law. There's no health code violations. And there's no policy.
But the thing is, don't ever tell them there's no sign on the door.
Because then they'll put it on.
Yeah, because all they need to do is call someone, hey, get me a Sharpie and a piece of paper.
Right. I have had people who say there is a sign. That's not a sign. That's a piece of paper. That's not a policy. You got to show me the policy. And then they go and try and find it. And they typically never find it. But the only place I ever found that found it was the freaking library. The library. She was that lady came, printed it up, highlighted it. I still go there. I don't wear shoes. Most of the time I don't have problems. Okay. I just finished printing my stuff and went on. I don't know how to fight the library. I'd have to go to the commission. I don't even know how to get permission about that.
But a lot of this stems from that we have to raise awareness. And right now, our group is just a group, and it's not running like it used to be.
Yeah.
And we need to get to that point so we can start our avalanche again.
I'm on somebody. I can't do that right now. I'm sorry.
And I'm just upset because in the last 3 weeks, we had just over 3 million in traffic on the business page, and I have to sit a month out over something very stupid. But I got to teach our management how to make memes, how to handle calls, how to do a lot of stuff. So I need to get back to doing some training classes again.
Yeah. That would be good. Make it more uniform, more official.
Well, I
give people the tools
to
have backup when it comes.
So So what else have you noticed in the group recently, Rachel? And I know that Kartika is getting ready to switch phones because she has to leave the area she's in.
Yes. I'm here, but like I would love to listen to you guys. I'm just packing up right now.
No, that's fine. I got you.
I see a lot of petty arguments that all bother you. But like the one Chuck E. Cheese, and everybody's going on that she shouldn't put their kids shouldn't put their feet on the buttons. I'm like, this is not what our goal is.
Yes, and I know I can't say anything about it in there, but yeah, I've been I can delete stuff, which I do.
Yeah, I delete stuff too. I delete a lot of comments. I try to keep it fair. If it's not hateful, it doesn't seem too bad. At the same time, it all seems off topic.
Yeah, but if the answer is I won't, or you shouldn't, I don't let that stuff stay on there. If they say you better wear shoes in there, we can go ahead and get rid of that because that's not part of what we talk about. It's about maintaining positivity. It's not about.
It's not about
other people's feelings.
Yeah. Or the whole mask thing. I'm constantly getting rid of mask comments and arguments. And I'm like, this is not the place for that.
No, and we've probably lost at least 500 members over the last year regarding stupid mask issues.
Like, this is amazing. Like, we're all fighting to live the way we want to live. People should be able to live the way they want to live and not argue with each other for stupidity things that don't matter. Wear your mask, don't wear your mask. I don't care what you do. Do you.
Yeah, but the thing is that the mask people are just like the shoe people, though, when they say you need to wear X so that we could treat you like a human.
Yeah,
most of us don't care. You do you. But there are those that think they're better than others because they
like
wear a certain item of clothing.
It is exactly.
Yeah, I'm
yeah, the last few Facebook Lives I did, Rachel, the last few Facebook Lives, I included both groups, and I said, look, you guys, if you can't accept the fact that I run two groups, then maybe you need to find another group. Because I'm not going to sit here and let people bully each other.
I mean, that's not what, I don't know, what that's about. We have the right to not wear, shoes or a mask, whatever it be.
Well,
it's
exactly. And
to tell
the,
somebody that they have to wear something.
And that's what I'm always going to be. And if someone says I'm pushing an agenda, well, that's on them. Because my agenda is freedom. My agenda is for you to be allowed to make whatever choice that you feel is appropriate for yourself. And I'm not going to tell people you have to do this or you can't do this. But if you want to be part of Barefoot is Legal, this is what we're about.
Okay, let's get down.
So anything with you, Kartika, if you're there?
Yes,
yeah,
I'm here.
I have
the
studio. It's fine.
Okay. I think, I have so many experiences about, I'm here in a city these days, and I've been shopping and going to the mall, and everywhere I go from Decathlon to... any mall for shopping for clothes, like Marks and Spencer's or anywhere, it's like I have to, I have been denied entry because I don't want to use the sanitizer, and I've been denied entry because I don't want to wear the mask and everywhere. Either I have to like say, oh, I'm calling my lawyer because it's not mandatory, or I have to, you know, say that I have a breathing problem, or just like try to sneak in. So it's been a tough ride. And I just feel like going back to my own place, because where I live, it's a small village. And there, people are not really concerned about masks. But in, like, big malls and cities, it's just crazy. It's, like, really crazy.
Yeah, I live out in the country.
So and even, like, in the city, in the small shops, people are quite okay. And I go both barefoot and bare mask. And mostly, like, barefoot is not a big deal. But bare mask is, bare face is definitely a big deal. And one lady, she asked me to like use sanitizer, and I said no. Like I just washed my hand. I was coming out from the toilet. I don't want to put that chemical on my hand. And so she got really furious, and she said, "Oh, there are no small sizes. Like only plus sizes are here." So and then I was like, okay, just leaving. And I've been having like, arguments and talks with everyone. So even in the decathlon, we were, you know, talking to these guys about how bad for them, and they were like, oh, we are committed to the country, so we can't really do it. And so many different talks like that. So that is what's been happening at my end mostly. I've been, going through all of this. And, what? There was something on my mind, but I'm moving towards my lips, so it just went out. Maybe you can hear the lift up.
Well, here in my state, there's 8 states in the United States that put the mask mandates back in. And,
really? I didn't realize that.
And I am in one of those 8 states, but so far from what I have seen and heard, they're not getting a lot of compliance. There's a lot of people that are angry, actually.
Down here, it's not. Really cool. It never became mandated for us, and it only ever got to where, like, 70% sometimes would or wouldn't wear masks, and nowhere could enforce it. So we were fortunate, I guess.
It's not mandatory in India as well, but it's like people are going all like, you know, it's company policy, and like the customers want, they're so scared, the customers that they want the other customers to wear it, otherwise complain, and this is why they're doing it. And actually, I was just looking at some news also, and I think in Italy also people are protesting about it.
Sorry, if you were asking me a question, I barely heard you.
No. Sorry. My voice is good now. I was just sharing my experience of like, you know, how it's not mandatory in India, but people are saying it's like private policies for the company, and also the other customers have a problem
that.
And they start complaining. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you. I hate when they go the whole, it's a private business. Oh, that drives me nuts. You're a private business, but
here's the issue with that. If they say it's a private business, ask them how much they charge for a membership to the club. Because if they say there's no membership, then that means that they're not a private organization. What it is, it's a public accommodation. If they are open to the public, it means they're open to the public.
I'm going to start. I think.
So, yeah,
no,
just
I
ask them, well, how
he
much is
your
membership,
private business open
out,
for public
and
commerce.
You pull out your debit card and you say, I wish to purchase a membership.
But I'm talking about malls, like.
Oh, I know,
center,
exactly.
anyway.
But you know what?
Yeah, because when they say it's a private business, it's not. Unless they, like a Elks Lodge, where you have to pay a membership fee.
Uh-huh.
To go to a McDonald's, there's no membership fee, so they're going to look at you like you're a dummy if you ask how much is a membership fee. And then you say, oh, well, if there's no membership fee, then it's not a private business. You're a public accommodation business, which
that's
means that you're open to the public.
Private business, but public commerce.
Yes. Yeah, they're open for public commerce and trade. Go ahead.
What if they say it's company policy that we have to do it?
Oh, I don't mind that because what I like to do for myself is I like to call the corporate office and I will make a complaint.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but then I also tried doing that in Decathlon, and what happened is that they were like, yeah, you can, I am the highest manager over here, you can write an email or whatever, but this is the company policy, and you have to wear masks, otherwise you cannot shop.
Well, I know there's a lot of corporations that say you have to wear this in order to get in, and we have not been able to build up the customer service for our phone calls on the wearing scams. I would like to.
That's
something that we need to be doing.
Say it again.
No, what we have for Barefoot is Legal. If somebody gets yelled at in a store, then one of our managers, and Rachel, I want to train you on this as well. We're supposed to have a manager staff reach out to a business and explain to them who we are and why we exist and such. And we need to do that for the other organization as well.
So are you saying like going to a company and then just telling them that, you know, that I'm a part of an organization which you're working
Right. So in the United States, if somebody gets yelled at and they get refused entry into a store over not wearing shoes, then one of our staff calls the corporate office and files a complaint. First, the customer files a complaint, and if there's nothing that happens, then we get involved. And so we email and then make a phone call and make the complaint on behalf of the person that got evicted.
But I think it's kind of different if we're talking about masks and like barefooting. I don't know. If it's possible, then I would love to have an organization even here. And like, you know, for every time they're creating a problem for people, why not just like put a word out there? But as far as I think, like even in companies, for example, Accenture and all these companies, they are bringing in policies that you have to you have to have vaccine, otherwise you cannot be part of the company, etc., etc. So
right, it's
so
completely
like they're making
what we call the Nuremberg Code. It's completely against worldwide law, but they're doing it anyway because they are the globalist, and they have billions of dollars, and they think they could buy their way into killing off the rest of the planet. They don't think that we know our rights. The globalists believe that we're just stupid.
So are you
and if you think about it, look 50, 55 years later, everybody's still trying to tell somebody that it's against the law to not wear shoes when there's been never been a law. So they're going to push the mask the same way because they don't think anybody is going to care. They just do it.
Okay. So are you saying that a company cannot put it as a mandatory thing if it's not mandated by the law? Wow. So you can file a complaint against. I was not aware of it. Actually, my friend is a lawyer. He's just sitting next to me and he's saying that you're right.
Yeah, they it has nothing, as far as the U.S. goes, wearing a scam on your face or requiring a vaccine has nothing to do with the Constitution. So it's worldwide law. It's the Nuremberg Code. And this happens because in World War II, they were doing experiments just randomly on Germans or Jewish people in Germany. And they were forcing, they said that masks were cruel and unusual punishment. And you cannot inject somebody with an experimental vaccine.
Yes, as you say.
So there are people that know this in the United States, but there are way more people that are just going to comply instead because it's easier to comply than it is to stand up for your freedom.
People are sheep. They follow. A person is typically can be smart, but put them together and people are sheep.
Yeah, I'm not a very good sheep.
Yeah. No, you're not.
Yes. It's really, really amazing to see that everyone is a sheep. People are truly, truly arguing, and there's so much in fear all the time. They're arguing that, you know, everyone should wear the mask, and they're following big corporations like Mindflame completely. It's horrific and bizarre that people are not thinking for themselves and just like following the agenda of these corporations.
Right.
Yeah, they'll just believe it.
Mm-hmm. So we have not taken a timeout yet today, so I want to go ahead and get a timeout in real quick here so that people can learn. For one, we have a sponsor called Imperfect Foods. And at least here in the United States, we have a place where you can order groceries that are organic for the price of that's less than your regular grocery store for regular stuff. And you don't need to wear a mask. You don't have to get a vaccine. It just gets delivered to your house. So please check out our sponsor, Imperfect Foods. We'll be right back.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with produce.
and they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
so what, why wouldn't you do? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meat, dairy, snacks, bread, and non-GMO produce.
If you've used online discount codes to get the latest and greatest deals, we want to tell you about Giving Assistant. Giving Assistant not only gives you the latest promo codes for online savings, it also donates a percent of your purchase to a charity you choose. Please go to givingassistant.org and designate Barefoot is Legal as your preferred 501c3 nonprofit. Then, the next time you shop at thousands of online retailers, a part of your purchase is donated by the company to Barefoot is Legal. Please help fund our mission at zero cost to you. Let the companies help pay for what we do. Go to givingassistant.org and add Barefoot is Legal as your charity. Then, when you shop online, you get savings and the company gives us a small donation. Sign up today and get a freebie for helping out. Thank you for your support.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health, your love, your marriage, maybe your diet, or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers. And we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about. We will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad. Okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Okay, one more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
No help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
Helping everyone get grounded one step at a time. Here on Barefoot is Legal Radio.
Rachel McCarthy joining us here, one of our management members at Barefoot is Legal. So Rachel, I wanted to ask you here, you don't you don't work right now, right? Or no, I mean, in a sense that you don't work for somebody else right now, right? That's you, Rachel.
Uh-oh.
All right, Rachel.
Sorry, you got hooked
Rachel,
up to my...
All right.
I said, no, I don't work right now. I stay at home.
All right. Okay, because I was going to answer something, but I couldn't remember if it was you or somebody else, but somebody was asking about dress rules at work. I thought that was you, but I could have been wrong.
Well, I mean, when I was working, I worked in a daycare, and I always work in daycares, and it's mandated that you and the children are supposed to have closed-toed shoes in case of a fire. And I have argued this with just about everybody. And when I work, I just don't wear shoes in my classroom. I have to keep them on hand in case the health inspector comes through, but I don't wear shoes in my classroom.
So let me ask you, though, have you actually seen this rule in person, or is this something that somebody told you and you believe it?
No, I've seen it. I've seen it. I've argued with the health inspector when they've come through. She was like, what happens if the kids are asleep and the fire happens? I said, you get them up and you walk them outside. Shoes don't stop them from walking. but I didn't win that argument.
I've written to various health departments over the years, and I've run into that before, where someone will have certain rules and say it's the health department. Then I write to the health department, and then they say there's no such rule.
Come on, kitty. Yeah, I don't know why it's so. Because I've been in multiple different daycares through the years, and every one of them has it, and I don't know why it's such a big deal to them. And it's not even, the kids can't even wear sandals, they say. They do, I mean, parents send their kids in sandals all the time, but it's supposed to be closed-toed shoes. Because I got in trouble for letting the kids take off their shoes during nap time.
Yeah.
This is Bert. Right here.
Dave, I have a question for you. So
yes,
how
I'm
is
here.
It that in the U.S., how is it that in the U.S., they are able to mandate the mask? Because as you said that it's against the human rights laws that are there.
Well, they get away with it because most people will just do it as opposed to complaining or saying anything. So most people
plus, everybody
just
goes by the CDC health guidelines.
Yeah, but the guidelines, the CDC doesn't write laws.
I know. I agree with you. It's an argument I've had a lot. But they always quote it, and they're always like, well, this is what it is. Well, that doesn't mean it's legal.
But that's how, just like the, when people get yelled at for not wearing shoes, there's no laws, but people will comply because it's easier to comply than it is to stand up for yourself.
I mean, a lot of people believe it at this point, too. It's been passed down for so long. People
yes.
believe that it's a law.
Yes. So, because in India, you see the law, they have said that it's recommended to wear a mask, but So, like, why? I understand the compliance part that, you know, people are just complying because they're scared and they burn their sheets and they don't want to be for themselves. But how is it just, is it not that the lawyers are coming up with filing against the mandate that they have made?
Yeah, but most attorneys are scared to go against this. I don't know why, but they're scared.
Most people don't have a lawyer to go to like that either.
Yeah, but even if you find a lawyer, that they're not willing to do anything.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. I hear another radio station, though.
Here, Lily.
Sorry, it's just confusing when I hear all that background.
Yeah, I understand. It seems like there's some television going on, or is it Rachel's kids?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me. So I was just trying to be quiet and wait for that to be finished.
Yes, that's all right. Yes. So, in India, they haven't made it mandatory, as I said, but it seems like in future they might be making it. Though, like, a lot of people, lawyers are filing cases against already here. Like, there's a team of people who are working to file cases against it. I don't know. There's a movement which is called Awaken India Movement which is going on, and lawyers are coming together to do it. I remember reading an article also on the internet which is deleted data, which was there were, I think, 40,000 doctors and 10,000 lawyers who had filed a case against CDC, but now that is not on the internet anymore, so I don't know. So is there no movement happening in the U.S., Dave, or is there something happening?
Is there something happening for which, the mask?
Yeah, I mean, like, for example, in India, there are lawyers who are, like, you know, filing petitions and cases against against making the vaccines as well as the mask mandate. And there is a movement which is going on, which is called a beginning movement, where lawyers are coming together. We have had protests also. I don't think the media covered it at all, but Mumbai was really big, where I was also, it's kind of happening. And I saw some videos, like France, of course, there's big protests happening. And Italy also, they are saying that, you know, you cannot mandate vaccines. I saw some videos. So what is it happening in the U.S.? Is there something, because U.S. is also a place where, all the developing countries look up to U.S. for saying what is happening. So is there something happening? Are you guys aware? There is some strong movement, people are coming together saying no or something like that.
Well, right now, they're trying to force these vaccines, but they're also trying to get people to they're trying to force everybody to wear masks again, and they're telling you the vaccine doesn't work, but you still need to get it. That's basically what they're saying.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to lose on this. So it just doesn't make any sense that they're saying even if you got all your vaccines, you still have to wear a mask because you might still get COVID. So then why are you getting the vaccine? And if the vaccine works, why do you have to wear a mask?
The vaccine doesn't work. It just reduces the symptoms. So I just had today my friend sent me a message on Instagram. She got all her shots and then she sent me a message, a post of somebody who died of COVID, and their last words were, "I regret not taking the vaccine," because they believe that if they take the vaccine, it will help them. But now people are dying with the vaccines as well. And my friend was like sending me the message saying, "I care for you. You know, it's a precautionary thing. Why not take it?"
Yeah, but more people are dying from getting the vaccine than having the disease. So why would you want to put yourself at risk?
They're pushing for kids to get it. Like our school system is having an open clinic on Saturday, and any kid 12 and up can go and get the vaccine. It's at the pediatrician's office too. They're offering it.
But there's no logic with this. It's just that you need to get it because you should. And then they try to tell you that you're selfish because you don't want to do what everybody else is doing. You're not willing to get sick for your country, so you're selfish.
And you're killing people. I get that one a lot. Killing people. Killing people and killing their audacity. That's what I tell them.
So, yeah, there's before, you used to have the Democrat Party here in the United States. They love their scams. And they wore them religiously. And then when they were told that they were heroes, and if they got the gene therapy, then they won't have to wear the scam anymore. And now that they're told they have to wear a scam anyway and the vaccine didn't work, now you have a ton of the public that's extremely angry. So now those Democrat voters are starting to question, well, what am I doing? So they're not telling everybody else that they were right, but they're questioning and they're getting angry. And now you've got the Democrat Party people that I read on Spybook and everywhere else that I was the hero and I wore a mask just like Biden said, and then I got the vaccine just like Biden said, and then they're telling me that none of this worked and I got to keep wearing a scam now. And then they called me a super spreader because I got the gene therapy. So you have a lot of people that are upset because they thought they were doing the right thing because their beloved president told them something, and then not even 2 months later, they have to go back on that.
I like how the president tried to take credit for some of the stuff.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Let Creepy Joe have that credit for that that gene therapy. I don't care.
Yeah. I'm getting letters from the White House. Oh, he's done so good. Oh, whatever.
So it's not really fact that it is a particular party for me. It's the fact that you have big government demanding something, and then they overreach and they're power hungry.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm back here. I'm sorry because I was in the cab, so I lost network in between.
That's okay.
But, yes. Dave, you're so funny today. It's like me and my friend are laughing at what you're saying. Very good conversation going on today. Yes.
Why? What was funny? I didn't. This is just stuff I normally say.
Yeah, but like the whole how people are acting so foolish and you know, not realizing what they're doing, and then fucking up their body with the vaccine. And my friend is just very very amused that we are talking all of this on the radio.
So I made it's a 4-minute video clip of a cartoon series that I do called Broccoli Man. And I want to play the video here.
Broccoli Man.
So it's I submitted this for a contest. We'll see if I win. If I win, it's $10,000, but I had to make a video for it. And this is the audio out of it, so check this out. And this will count as our commercial break, I guess.
Hold it right there. We need to talk to you.
No, thank you. I already have a religion and not trying to convert to yours.
We are here to provide facts for the vaccines. We need to have you provide your vaccine status to us.
You think I am going to tell you what vaccines I have had? Isn't that against HIPAA?
That is false. I am here to provide all the fact-checked information to you. It is not against HIPAA for us to demand you tell us if you have been vaccinated. We just cannot ask your doctor.
Is that so? Then before I tell you about my vaccines, can you tell us when the last time you had syphilis was? How about the last time you had your time of the month?
That is none of your business. I am here to provide you with vaccine information. We are demanding these ladies behind me give you the vaccine for the Delta variant. What are you waiting for?
If the vaccines work, then why are the vaccine makers not liable if there are any problems?
This vaccine has been authorized for use.
For emergency use only. It has not been approved for general use. It is still in testing mode. I am going to wait a bit longer until it is safe.
That is false. You are spreading misinformation. There are no known side effects. It is safe and effective.
But 50,000 people have died from getting it.
That is false. This is the safest vaccine ever.
If they are so safe, then why are the vaccine inserts blank?
There are no side effects. That is why they are blank. Are you worried it takes too long to get your injection? We can do it now. It takes about 40 seconds. You just have to put your mask on.
No, I do not wear scams. I am not a sheep.
You are required to wear a mask regardless of your age, health condition, or vaccine status. You are worse than a drunk driver unless you wear a scam and get this vaccine.
No. No means no. I will not wear a scam. Besides, why would you need to wear a scam if you have already been vaccinated?
Because you need to be safe. You can give the Rona to someone even if you have been vaccinated.
You are not making sense. You say I need to wear a scam to not give you Rona. But you are vaccinated. What are you vaccinated from?
You will be vaccinated from Rona.
But you can still get it?
Yes, you can. That is why we all have to wear masks.
If you have to wear a scam, why get the vaccine?
Because even with a vaccine, you can still get the Rona. That is why we wear masks.
If you have to wear a scam, and the vaccine does not stop Rona, why would someone get a gene therapy?
Because you need to not be selfish.
Excuse me? How am I being selfish?
You are not following groupthink. You are probably a racist. You need to listen to the One World Government and get this injection to stop Rona. Please, sir, put your scam on so we can give you your shots. Quit listening to Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, and prove negative.
You really think I am going to wear a scam and let you inject me with something that has killed 50,000 people? Then I can still get Rona regardless of if I get your gene therapy.
Look, green dude, we tried to do this the nice way. Now, since you refuse to comply, we are going to put a TS naked body scanner right outside your front door. Now, when you leave your residence, it will take a picture of your junk. We must do this to make sure the runner is not inside your person and you're not hiding any InfoWars bumper stickers. In your face. I mean, in your mask.
So, I don't know if you have heard that one yet or not, but that's the latest in the Broccoli Man series. All right, so I don't know who's with me and who's not.
I'm still here.
All right, I can barely hear you.
Which one?
I can barely hear Rachel, and I don't hear Kartika.
I can hear Kajika, and barely, and I can hear you just fine.
All right, just making sure.
Oh, now I hear it. I hear it real good. Well, I did.
On a 1 to 10, I hear you like about a 4.
Here, I'll set something different.
So anyway, I don't hear you, Kartika, but jump in any time. I don't care if you interrupt me.
I'm here. Is this any better?
Yes.
Am I audible?
Yes,
oh,
you are.
Loud and clear, huh?
Woo! Okay. Awesome.
But a lot of our issue, though, for the barefoot is that we as management have to get a little more outspoken and we have to do more to bring people into our group and our website. We have to understand what we do.
Spread the word, make awareness.
Because right now, everything, and I'm not that mad about it. I just know that the more our management is active, the more growth that we're supposed to have. So we just need more from our management staff so we can grow, and this benefits everybody.
Yeah.
So one of the things I do want on our website, and I'll get with Joel and see where we're at, is I want to have a forum right on the website so if people have issues with Facebook jail and whatever, that we can just talk on the website.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I've been asking for that,
how many
and I don't
people
know why
go
we don't have that.
I don't know how many people use the website either.
Well, if there's no reason to go there because we don't get updates that often, then it's not...
People don't engage. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, let me add Joel to our group here. I was doing a group chat with all the management behind the scenes to try and at least try to direct traffic so that nobody thinks that I just gave up or something, because I didn't. Oh, sounds like some kids are in agony.
No, she's just not at her TV.
So yeah, before we leave, I want to at least try to finish some of our day-to-day barefoot is legal stuff, or answer questions, or just whatever your thoughts are before we get out of here.
I have a question. Do we have a TikTok? Are we on TikTok?
I do not own a cell phone, so I am not on TikTok. That's not to say somebody else can't open one.
Maybe I'll look into that.
I have a tablet. I don't know how useful I could be, though.
I just know that it's spreading a lot, and I know a lot of people use it. It might be a different forum to use to get information out there. I've never, like I said, I've never created my own content on it, but I could look into it.
Maybe, all right.
Maybe. And I'll talk
so that means I should. That means I should start. Let me plug my tablet into the USB so that maybe after this segment I can go in and try to start an account of some kind.
Good idea, definitely. Bring awareness, teach people about it. A different form. Not the best one either. I know a lot of people complain. I know it's got a lot of audiences too, though.
Can you get, I don't know how people get sponsors, or I've heard that if you get a good following, you can get paid on TikTok.
I don't know how any of that works. Heard of that. But I've also heard that some of the paid content then makes it so, like, your stuff doesn't get out as easily. A lot of people get banned and have issues with it, and so some creators get off of the paid TikTok. What is it? Creator Fund, I think it's called.
Well, I'm willing to look at it. I'm plugged in right now, so hopefully it charges up, and then I guess that's something I can do while I'm in jail.
Yeah, it's a different platform to try out. Different. I mean, it's little videos. I don't know if you've seen it. It's basically little videos, 1 to 3 minutes.
No, I know what TikTok is. Just because I'm almost 50 doesn't mean I don't know what TikTok is, I promise.
Yeah, but you said you didn't have it, so I didn't know if you've ever actually seen them. I mean, they're all over. They are. The way I got.
Don't forget, I do radio for a living, so I do play an occasional TikTok video.
Okay. Then, yeah, you get the idea behind it.
It's just that you have to use a cell phone for that, and
yeah.
I don't have one, so it hasn't been very useful for me, but... That might force me to look presentable and do videos every day.
Well, you don't always have to show your face in them.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me. I'm not afraid of people seeing me. Whatever it takes to get the word out, I'm in favor of. But you're right, and then what we need to do is we need to get more videos, because I don't have a cell phone, but everybody else does, so if you go someplace, we should be in the habit of just taking a quick video, and then we can upload it to the TikTok.
Yeah. I've got a few little
and
videos.
And we also have our Rumble account now, too, because I'm phasing out the YouTube channel due to censorship issues. So I opened up a Rumble account, and hopefully we can get our members to sign up for Rumble and hit the like button on our Rumble account. But that's what it's going to take. It's going to take, Rachel, a lot more people posting and taking videos, and the more videos that we do, maybe one of them goes viral and it reaches thousands and thousands of people. So that's the goal here. So
Dave,
we need to encourage more videos. Yes.
Dave, I was thinking on my YouTube channel, the next video I make on barefooting, I will mention barefoot is legal in that. And I will mention about
the
radio show.
I would hope that you always talk about that, because this is your radio show. So you want you want your followers to call you and say hello and follow the show.
Yes, certainly. I think in the next 2 weeks I'll be making one video for sure, and my barefoot videos do usually like at least get 4,000 views, and if it's doing good, then I get like around I think my highest is like 25,000 or something. So I will definitely put in about the radio show and the channel as well. I don't know, it never occurred to me, but now it does, so I would be happy to do it.
Yes, yeah, so like I said, this is your show, so I want you to feel like this is your show, and then you promote this like it's yours.
Yeah.
And I'll do the same on my end. I'm always going to promote that you're here and that we're here.
Yes. Thank you so much for that. Yes, and we'll make an ad also. I would love to make two ads, one for Barefoot is Legal and another one for the channel. And then,
yes.
Yeah, your broccoli, but the broccoli man is like really awesome. Wearing a scam, really, really great.
So you have not, have you seen a broccoli man video before?
I can't hear you.
I was asking if you've seen the broccoli man cartoons before.
Yes. Just a few maybe, but not so many.
Yeah, I don't think
I've
Rachel
so
has
many
seen it yet. I'm going to send her a copy.
Yeah, no, yes. Rachel has not seen the broccoli man cartoons yet. Yeah, Rachel has not seen the broccoli man cartoons yet.
Oh, you don't have to talk in third person. I know you're there.
It's a habit. I always do that all the time, actually.
So, yes, our Barefoot and Bareface is Legal. Both of the channels are on Rumble, so if you can hit the like button on those. And I want to develop a lot more content. And I'll go ahead and start the TikTok at some point in the next 24 hours. You have my commitment.
The only thing with the TikTok...
What it's going to take, though, we're going to have to get videos from people so that we can play them on TikTok. So
yeah,
we're all
going
to have
to promote that. I don't know how that's going to work out, that part of it. I guess just people would have to send you the videos.
Yes. Right, so if people submit the video, then, or if they're on TikTok, I think they could tag us.
Ooh, that might help if we could tag it. Yeah,
I don't know. Do you have a TikTok account, Rachel?
Yeah, I do.
And so you make TikToks?
No, I've never made one actually before. I've fiddled around with it. I've thought about it a lot. I'm typically just watch content. I don't create yet, but it is something I'm willing to look into.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't mind if you have a cell phone. I don't mind trying to let you be the TikTok manager.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely up for that.
Because I don't mind learning it, and I should learn it, but if somebody else already knows it and I see that this is a big area of growth, then I don't mind giving somebody the access so that they can handle this.
That's a great
idea.
And
I'm sure you'll probably need a cell phone number for a 6-digit code to log in, and because I don't have a cell phone, that becomes an issue.
You went out on the right
for everything, though. I generally, because I don't have a cell phone, I have to use, I pay for a number on sideline.com, and then I have everything go to my wife's cell phone, and then she gives me the codes. But I would prefer not to do that because I don't like bothering her. So what else can we be useful on? If we start a TikTok, we have a Rumble. Obviously, we have Twitter. Instagram, I know Wolf is doing. I don't know how it looks because, once again, I don't have a cell phone, and I don't really log in to Instagram. But I think that's it as far as the social medias that are out there.
Yeah, I think it's not a very great idea to hop onto too many platforms at once. It's best to, like, focus on one or two and, like, grow on it.
Yeah, but TikTok is where all the kids are going now, so that's the hot one. So, I mean, we have MeWe and the other stuff, but I don't want someone, if they lose Facebook, that they don't have access to us. So we have to make sure that we are on a bunch of different platforms because the censorship is ridiculous.
Yes, of course. We can't just rely on one platform for sure.
All right, so Rachel, are you working on anything? Because I know we only have a few minutes, and then we have to start winding down here.
Yes.
So any last words, Rachel?
All right,
I hear mumbling. That might be you.
It's me.
All right.
I didn't leave.
So if there's nothing else, if you find yourself having a few minutes and you want to call me or message me, just send me a message, and if I'm around, I'll pick up the phone. Otherwise, I'll try and reach out to you Monday when I wake up.
Okay, that works.
So other than that, Kartika, you have anything else you're working on?
Working on for Barefoot is Legal or in general?
Yes.
Well, I would like to make some memes and the ad. Ad definitely I want to make. Like, I'm very kind of called to make. I think it would be a lot of fun. And the YouTube
okay.
thing also I will do. Yeah, in the YouTube I will put the name of advertisement for Barefoot is Legal and for the radio show. And I had an interview with Clint Hooper today, so I'm going to put it out as well. And there also
okay.
probably I can mention. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. So with that, I'll go ahead and close the show down here, Kartika. You can go ahead and hang up. You don't have to do anything. I'll finish up here. But everyone else, we'll be back. My own show is on Monday nights, Eastern Time, 9 p.m. to midnight. That's 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific. And we have our website, barefootislegal.org, and all the other social medias, and we'll have our TikTok up here shortly. So until next week, stay grounded, everyone. And you can refresh your screen in just a couple short minutes. And you'll have 1 minute till Messiah that starts up at the top of the hour. Thank you, everybody. See you next week.